Victoria Station.
274, where are you? 274, where are you?
Hello?
274?
Hello?
Is that 274?
That's me.
Where are you?
What?
I'm talking to 274, right?
Yes, that's me. I'm 274. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Who do you think I am? I'm your office.
Oh, yes.
Where are you?
I'm cruising.
What do you mean? Listen, son, I've got a job for you. If you're in the area I think you're in. Where are you?
I'm just cruising about.
Don't cruise. Stop cruising. Nobody's asking you to cruise about. What the fuck are you cruising about for? 274?
Hello? Yes, that's me.
I want you to go to Victoria Station. I want you to pick up a customer coming from Boulogne. That is what I want you to do. Do you follow me? Now, the question I want to ask you is this. Where are you? And don't say you're just cruising about. Just tell me if you're anywhere near Victoria Station.
Victoria what?
Station. Can you help me on this?
Sorry?
Can you help me on this? Can you come to my aid on this? You see, 274, I've got no one else in the area, you see. I've only got you in the area, I think. Do you follow me?
I follow you, yes.
And this is a good job, 274. He wants you to take him to Cookfield.
Eh?
He wants you to take him to Cookfield. You're meeting the 1022 from Boulogne, the European special. His name's MacRooney. He's a little bloke with a limp. I've known him for years. You pick him up under the clock, you'll know him by his hat. He'll have a hat on with a feather in it. He'll be carrying fishing tackle. 274?
Hello?
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
How's your motor? Is your motor working?
Oh, yes.
Your ignition's not on the blink?
No.
So you're sitting in a capable car?
I'm sitting in it, yes.
Are you in the driving seat? Do you understand what I mean? Do you have a driving wheel in front of you? Because I haven't, 274. I'm just talking into this machine, trying to make some sense out of our lives. That's my function. God gave me this job. He asked me to do this job, personally. I'm your local monk, 274. I'm a monk, you follow? I lead a restricted life. I haven't got a choke and a gear lever in front of me. I haven't got a cooling system and four wheels. I'm not sitting here with wing mirrors and a jack in the boot. And if I did have a jack in the boot, I'd stick it right up your arse. Listen, 274. I've got every reason to believe that you're driving a Ford Cortina. I would very much like you to go to Victoria Station. In it. That means I don't want you to walk down there. I want you to drive down there. Right?
Everything you say is correct. This is a Ford Cortina.
Good. That's right. And you're sitting in it while we're having this conversation, aren't you?
That's right.
Where?
By the side of a park.
By the side of a park?
Yes.
What park?
A dark park.
Why is it dark?
That's not an easy question.
Isn't it?
No.
You remember this customer I was talking to you about? The one who's coming into Victoria Station? Well, he's very keen for you to take him down to Cookfield. He's got an old aunt down there. I've got a funny feeling she's going to leave him all her plunder. He's going down to pay his respects. He'll be in a good mood. If you play your cards right, you might come out in front. Get me? 274?
Yes, I'm here.
Go to Victoria Station.
I don't know it.
You don't know it?
No. What is it?
It's a station, 274. Haven't you heard of it?
No. Never. What kind of place is it?
You've never heard of Victoria Station?
Never, no.
It's a famous station.
Well, I honestly don't know what I've been doing all these years.
What have you been doing all these years?
Well, I honestly don't know.
All right, 274. Report to the office in the morning. 135, where are you? 135, where are you?
Don't leave me.
What? Who's that?
It's me. 274. Please, don't leave me.
135, where are you?
Don't have anything to do with 135. He's not your man. He'll lead you into blind alleys by the dozen. They all will. Don't leave me. I'm your man. I'm the only one you can trust.
Do I know you, 274? Have we met? Well, it will be nice to meet you in the morning. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be sitting here with my cat and nine tails, son. And you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to tie you up, bollock naked, to a butcher's table, and I'm going to flog you to death all the way to Crystal Palace.
That's where I am. I knew the place. I'm sitting by a little dark park underneath Crystal Palace. I can see the palace. It's silhouetted against the sky. It's a wonderful edifice, isn't it? My wife's in bed, probably asleep. And I've got a little daughter.
Oh, you've got a little daughter.
Yes, I think that's what she is.
Report to the office at 9 a.m. 135, where are you? Where the fuck is 135? 246. 178. 101. Will somebody help me? Where's everyone gone? I've got a good job going down to Cookfield. Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Who's that?
274. Here. Waiting. What do you want me to do?
You want to know what I want you to do?
Oh, by the way, there's something I forgot to tell you.
What is it?
I've got a POB.
You've got a POB?
Yes. That means passenger on board.
I know what it means, 274. It means you've got a passenger on board.
That's right.
You've got a passenger on board sitting by the side of a park.
That's right.
Did I book this job?
No, I don't think you came into it.
Well, where does he want to go?
He doesn't want to go anywhere. We just cruised about for a bit and then we came to rest.
In Crystal Palace?
Not in the palace.
Oh, you're not in the palace.
No. I'm not right inside it.
I think you'll find the Crystal Palace burnt down years ago, old son. It burnt down in the Great Fire of London.
Did it?
274.
Yes, I'm here.
Drop your passenger. Drop your passenger at his chosen destination and proceed to Victoria Station. Otherwise, I'll destroy you bone by bone. I'll suck you in and blow you out in little bubbles. I'll chew your stomach out with my own teeth. I'll eat all the hair off your body. You'll end up looking like a pipe cleaner. Get me? 274. You're beginning to obsess me. I think I'm going to die. I'm alone in this miserable, freezing, fucking office, and nobody loves me. Listen, puke face.
Yes?
135? 135, where are you?
Don't have anything to do with 135. They're all bloodsuckers. I'm the only one you can trust.
You know what I've always dreamed of doing? I've always had this dream of having a holiday in sunny Barbados. I'm thinking of taking this holiday at the end of this year, 274. I'd like you to come with me to Barbados. Just the two of us. I'll take you snorkeling. We can swim together in the blue Caribbean. In the meantime, though, why don't you just pop back to the office now and I'll make you a nice cup of tea. You can tell me something about your background, about your ambitions and aspirations. You can tell me all about your little hobbies and pastimes. Come over and have a nice cup of tea, 274.
Well, I'd love to, but I've got a passenger on board.
Put your passenger on to me. Let me have a word with him.
I can't. She's asleep on the back seat.
She?
Can I tell you a secret?
Please do.
I think I've fallen in love. For the first time in my life.
Who have you fallen in love with?
With this girl on the back seat. I think I'm going to keep her for the rest of my life. I'm going to stay in this car with her for the rest of my life. I'm going to marry her in this car. We'll die together in this car.
So you've found true love at last, eh, 274?
Yes, I've found true love at last.
So you're a happy man now, then, are you?
I'm very happy. I've never known such happiness.
Well, I'd like to be the first to congratulate you, 274. I'd like to extend my sincere felicitations to you.
Thank you very much.
Don't mention it. I'll have to make a note in my diary not to forget your golden wedding, won't I? I'll bring along some of the boys to drink your health. Yes, I'll bring along some of the boys. We'll all have a few jars and a bit of a sing-song. 274?
Hello? Yes? It's me.
Listen, I've been thinking. I've decided that what I'd like to do now is to come down there and shake you by the hand straight away. I'm going to jump into my old car and I'm going to pop down to see you to shake you by the hand. All right?
Fine. But what about this man coming off the train at Victoria Station? The 10:22 from Boulogne.
He can go and fuck himself.
I see.
No. I'd like to meet your lady friend, you see. And we can have a nice celebration. Can't we? So just stay where you are. Right? Right? Two, seven, four?
Yes.
Don't move. Stay exactly where you are. I'll be right with you.
No, I won't move. I'll be here.
Victoria Station by Harold Pinter. The controller was played by Paul Rogers and the driver by Martin Jarvis. The play was directed for radio by John Tiedemann.